Agree to disagree with your brain. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. You and I have built-in biases to act when it can get us a reward and lie low when it lets us avoid punishment. But in complex human interactions, sometimes those primal urges may steer us the wrong way. A study out of Brown University looks at the connection between theta brain waves in the prefrontal cortex and the ability to overcome one's own intuition. Okay, brain, I hear ya, I got it, but I got this one. The team had 34 participants play a custom-designed computer game, instructing them to click or not click when they saw various symbols. Most found it easy when it was click to get a reward, don't click to avoid a penalty. Pretty instinctive. Where it became dicey is when they were asked to refrain from clicking to gain a reward. Counterintuitive. And the success rate was much lower. The main idea was to measure and correlate the amount of theta brain activity with our ability to overcome our Pavlovian bias. Turns out, some of us are good at it. Others, not so much. And the results can be predicted from the level of theta activity. The researchers say if people can improve behavior by learning to modify theta activity, it could lead to a therapy for addiction and have other snack time.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded in part by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.